We've got two teams in the big dance. As March Mattress is back with Wilson's Furniture, queen-size bedroom set up for grabs. And this morning, the strangest thing you found in your bed.
So we've had listeners who have woke up in the morning to peacocks in their bed, spider, what kind of
scorpion.
Spider was it? Scorpion spider, one guy on his forehead, a shrew on another dude's head. And
The guy that found the hotel, the guy that found the love toy wedged between
it was
the
running.
It was running. Something's buzzing. He looks all over the room and finds it wedged between the mattress and the headboard.
Turned on in the middle of the night. I think we're going to another hotel for this one. Crystal has this one here with the weirdest thing, and it involves another woman. Crystal, you never saw this woman before and you haven't seen her since. Is that true?
No, I have not.
Okay. Now, where was this?
This was in Prescott, Arizona.
Okay, you're in a hotel. What kind of hotel are we talking about?
It was one of those hotels where you kind of live in. I was really young, so it was one of my first place I lived at.
Like an extended stay hotel?
Has
kitchenettes and stuff in it?
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Are you on the ground floor?
It's a two-story floor hotel.
Okay.
So does your door open to a hallway, or are you opening up to the parking lot or something?
It opens up to a hallway.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. So what happened here?
Well, I woke up to a lady sleeping at the end of me and my husband at, like, our feet.
Like on top of the covers?
Yes, she was on top of the covers, and I was so shocked I couldn't even move or say anything.
Is this in the middle of the night, or is this the next morning you wake up and see her there?
This is probably about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Dark hotel room. Somebody sleeping at the foot of my bed. That would freak
me
out.
Yes, my husband, it did. That's why I don't think I could move.
So you do what?
But my husband woke up, too.
You woke him up? What happened?
Well, I don't know if he realized that I was shocked or whatever, but he woke up kind of a little bit after me, and he's the one that screamed at her. And it was like she was sleepwalking.
she
just got up and left and went out the door.
What, did she have clothes on?
Yes, she did have clothes on, thank God.
but like pajamas, or was she like regular clothes?
She was in like regular clothes.
Could you tell if she's maybe like in her 20s or 60s? Where on the scale is this woman?
Well, I was 19, so I would say she was about in her 20s.
Yeah. And your husband made the decision, we're not going to keep her around here. She can hit the road.
Yes, I think he was just as shocked as I was.
And you don't know how she got into the, if she was a hotel employee, you don't have no idea how she got in the room.
I think she was staying in the hotel room too, like the hotels too, but we remember locking our door, so after that we were really scared because the simple fact is, did she have a key or what?
Yeah, yeah, she'll be back. Well, there's that one latch that you can put. There's that one latch that most of those hotels have that you can put on the door that they can't. She couldn't get through, but yours must not have had that one, I take it. So.
No, mine didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever tease your husband about it? Like, if I ever find you in bed with another strange woman or something like that?
I probably did to begin with, yeah. But we've been married 20 years now, so it's kind of the past. When you guys were doing this, it brought it up.
I've never done the Yelp review. But that would inspire me for the first time to go to Yelp and review a place to put that story down there. That's crazy. All right. Let's flip Crystal a couple of teams.
All right,
from March Crystal. Mattress, queen-size bed set from Wilson's Furniture. Who's Crystal getting?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how much basketball you watch, but you got a couple great four seeds. You got the Wichita State Shockers. So Wichita State and the four seed Auburn Tigers. Our Bruce Pearl's team, they're going to do pretty good. So Auburn and Wichita State.
Couple fours for you. That's not bad, Crystal.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Okay.
Cheer them on.
All right, and we'll have teams that we're giving away throughout the next couple of days here. And as Brad mentioned, all the one seeds are still in the hat to be had.